Welcome to episode 905 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
The depiction of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew has profoundly influenced Christian art, music, and films over the centuries. This influence is evident in the way artists, composers, and filmmakers have interpreted and portrayed key moments from Matthew's narrative, reflecting the gospel's themes of kingship, fulfillment of prophecy, and Jesus as the Messiah. In Christian art, the imagery inspired by Matthew is vast. The nativity scene, which includes the visit of the Magi, is one of the most iconic representations in Christian art. This event, exclusive to Matthew, emphasizes Jesus as the King and has been a popular subject in the artworks of many renowned artists, including Leonardo da Vinci and Sandro Botticelli. These artworks often depict three wise men presenting gifts to the infant Jesus, symbolizing his recognition as the King of the Jews. Additionally, the Sermon on the Mount, another key event in Matthew, has been widely depicted in Christian art. This scene is often portrayed with Jesus in a commanding yet peaceful posture, surrounded by a multitude, illustrating his role as a teacher and a spiritual leader. Artists like Cosimo Rosselli and Karl Bloch have captured this profound moment, emphasizing the Beatitudes and Jesus' teachings as a foundation for Christian ethics. Matthew's influence extends deeply into Christian music, particularly through hymns and oratorios that reflect on the life and teachings of Jesus as depicted in the Gospel. For example, the hymn, Hark, the Herald Angels Sing, includes references to the narrative of Jesus' birth as told by Matthew, celebrating the advent of the King. In classical music, Bach's St. Matthew Passion is a monumental work that dramatically portrays the Passion of Christ as described in Matthew. This oratorio is considered one of the pinnacle achievements of Western music, widely appreciated not only for its deep spirituality, but also for its complex and emotive composition. The Gospel of Matthew has inspired many films and videos that seek to portray the life of Jesus. Pier Paolo Pasolini's The Gospel According to St. Matthew, released in 1964, is one of the most famous examples. Noted for its raw neo-realistic approach, this film closely follows the text of Matthew. It highlights the dual nature of Jesus as both divine and human, reflecting the Gospel's portrayal of Jesus' life, miracles, and teachings. Matthew structures his Gospel around five major discourses or teaching blocks, which some scholars believe parallel the five books of the Torah, portraying Jesus as a new Moses. Each serves a specific thematic purpose, shaping the narrative and teachings of Jesus. The purpose of the Sermon on the Mount is to provide a comprehensive guide for living according to the values of the Kingdom of Heaven, outlining moral teachings that emphasize the spirit of the law, inner righteousness, and the importance of genuine discipleship. The second, the Mission Discourse, provides instructions to the 12 apostles as they are sent out on their first mission to preach the Kingdom of Heaven, heal the sick, and cast out demons. It includes practical guidelines, warnings about persecution, and encouragement to remain steadfast in faith. Jesus then delivers several parables about the Kingdom of Heaven, using everyday images and scenarios familiar to his audience to reveal spiritual truths. The fourth, the Community or Church Discourse, focuses on life within the Christian community. Jesus discusses how his followers should treat one another, emphasizing humility, forgiveness, and seeking the lost. Delivered on the Mount of Olives, the final discourse, the Olivet Discourse, is an apocalyptic sermon describing end times, including signs of the coming destruction of the temple, challenges believers will face, the coming of the Son of Man, and the final judgment. Matthew includes parables not found in any other gospel. These include the parable of the workers in the vineyard, the parable of the 10 virgins, and the parable of the talents, each emphasizing different aspects of the Kingdom of Heaven and being ready and faithful. Only Matthew records the visit of the Magi, the massacre of infants by Herod, and the flight to Egypt. These events highlight the dramatic early dangers to Jesus' life and serve to draw symbolic parallels between Jesus' life and Old Testament narratives of Moses. The Gospel of Matthew shows interesting use of numerology. For example, Matthew's genealogy is structured into three sets of 14 generations. The number 14 corresponds to the numerical value of the name David in Hebrew, DVD, where D equals 4 and V equals 6, subtly emphasizing Jesus' Davidic lineage. Matthew often takes time to explain Jewish customs and laws, suggesting that his readers might not be familiar with these practices. This is evident in his detailed explanations of Pharisaic traditions and legal matters.
We wrap up our week-long study of Matthew with another story unique to this book.
As Jesus left the house of Jairus, whose daughter he had just restored to life, the fading afternoon light draped the streets of Capernaum in a warm golden hue. The buzz of the crowd that had gathered earlier still hung in the air, a mixture of awe and murmuring curiosity, trailing behind him like a shadow. Amid the dispersing crowd, two men stood apart, their unseeing eyes doing little to mask the intensity of their need. Blind, they had lived in a world devoid of light, yet filled with the sounds and scents of a life they could only engage with at a distance. They had heard of the healer from Nazareth, whose reputation as a worker of miracles preceded him. When the whisper of his name reached their ears, hope, fragile and fierce, sparked within them.
"Jesus, son of David, have mercy on us," they called out, their voices cutting through the murmur of the crowd.
The title they used, Son of David, was laden with messianic hope, resonating with centuries-old prophecies of a deliverer who would restore sight to the blind and set the oppressed free. As they followed Jesus into the house, their hands reached out before them, feeling their way through a world of shadows. Inside, the air was cooler. The scent of earth and wood mingled with the faint aroma of olive oil from a nearby lamp. The low hum of conversation ceased as Jesus turned to address them, his voice a calm, commanding presence in the dim room.
"Do you believe that I am able to do this?"
Jesus asked, his question piercing the core of their being. It wasn't merely a question of physical healing, but a challenge to the depth of their faith. "Yes, Lord," they responded, their answer a testament to their belief. Not just in his power, but in his messianic identity. Their hearts pounded with anticipation, each beat a silent prayer for a miracle. Touched by their faith, Jesus reached out, his fingers gentle upon their eyelids. "According to your faith, let it be done to you," he whispered. As his hands lifted, light flooded their vision for the first time, overwhelming in its brilliance and beauty. The dull colors of the room ignited into vivid clarity, the faces around them sharp and wondrous. Amazed and overjoyed, they looked upon the face of Jesus, their sight a gift born of faith. But Jesus, knowing well the hearts of men and the tumult his miracles could cause, sternly warned them, "See that no one knows about this." His directive was not just for modesty, but a strategic move to manage the growing fervor surrounding his ministry, which could ignite premature conflict with religious authorities. Yet the miracle was too profound, too life-changing to keep hidden. Once outside, the men's jubilation broke through restraint. They spread the news throughout the region, their voices heralding not just the restoration of their sight, but the arrival of the promised Messiah. This miracle, quietly profound, foreshadowed the greater works to come and the ultimate revelation of Jesus' mission on earth. It was a glimpse of the coming kingdom where all tears would be wiped away and the fullness of restoration would be granted to a world waiting in shadow.
Father, thank you for the insights we gained by studying Matthew's gospel. Help us to follow Jesus wholeheartedly, to love as he loved, to serve as he served, and to share his good news with a world in need. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.